fighting, bickering with our kids can be loud, time-consuming, and really emotionally draining for us. And in addition, for me, I know, I often don't know what to do or how to respond. And I know many of you may be feeling that. We worry that the siblings won't be as close as they grow up and wonder, when we love these kids so much, how could they not show more love with each other? And as has been said before, this parenting is very, very hard work, and we have little help with the work. Our kids' fights tend to re-stimulate a lot of feelings in us, and so it's often hard for us to intervene and do some of these things we've been talking about without causing more hurt. And so the tool that we have is to give each other listening time, because we need listening time for ourselves to help us work through our frustration that comes up, our fears that come up, and about all the upsets that our kids have. So we need a chance to release the feelings that rise in us when the fighting starts. And we may even need to talk about the feelings that come up when somebody says, wrestle with your child, because many of us didn't grow up wrestling, and it can be hard to think about wrestling or playing in this way. So all of these tools are so much easier to use when you've had the chance and the permission to tell about your disappointments, your fears, to talk about how parenting is going for you and how upset you get when your kids fight. And with listening, we can also work on how it was growing up with siblings and fighting with our siblings and whether or not our parents intervened and how we felt about that. So this tool of a listening partnership can really make a surprising difference in sort of the feel of your life as a parent. Because many of these tools that you've probably heard are, they're sort of simple, but they're very hard to do. And so when you're at the point when you've had it with your kids and you can't think straight, and if you have some listening time set up that evening, or if you even get it sort of on the spur of the moment, that chance to tell somebody all of your feelings, and you do that for even a short amount of time, 2 minutes, 10 minutes, half an hour if you can afford it, and you can get rid of that tension and vent, say all the mean things that come up to you that you've got in your mind that you control yourself to say around your kids, it can really make you a more relaxed parent. It makes it easier to play with your kids and easier to laugh and really easier to listen in these ways to a child who's having a hard time.